Oh, really? Okay. Well, we have assembled our prototype. What's to be said about it? We took into account a lot of things that we went over in the last meeting. Some of the most important things to consider are that we decided not to go for the touch screen, which you can see, and opted for some very large buttons for the primary functions. This is going to be the on and off button, and we have these buttons to go through the channels, and then two volume buttons down here. We decided those were the most important buttons. And then for the more advanced functions, there's a slide out panel here. And you can see that there are lots of other things going on. But this actually can slide back in, and provides a very nice aesthetic when it's all put away. As far as the whole visible light thing, we decided to go with multiple colors coming out. Why not? Of course, if that's annoying for some people, that function can be turned off. Go ahead.
Detector device.
What's this here? Worried about the materials, it is the entire thing is covered in a rubber coating, so it's very durable. It's not gonna break like some types of plastic if it's dropped. And of course, as you can see, and if you touch it, it does have that nice squishy feel. In fact, I don't know if you noticed, but I wrote the company's name on the telephone screen. That was kind of nice. This is actually an apple on the inside. This. Yeah, we got a bit ahead of ourselves. I know we're not talking about making televisions at this point or anything like that, but. Right. We did. Yeah, this cost, well, to put this into production, we're looking at about, what was our goal? It was 1250 euro. And this actually came in at about 1199. So I was quite pleased with that. One thing that we didn't do, obviously we had a choice with the buttons, whether to use scroll buttons or standard rubber buttons, but we just went for a classic rubber button, and since we did that, we didn't have to use as many microchips, which was quite nice, and that's what helped keep the cost down. So even though it has a lot of modern technology, for example, the voice recognition, in a lot of ways it's just a simple remote, and I think if we shopped around for other manufacturers, we might be able to get it even cheaper. And oh no, we haven't talked about that yet, have we? Yeah. Any questions? Do you want to answer this one? Do you want me to answer it? Yeah. Well, as you can see, this is just a most superficial layer, and be very easy to put another layer, if something else, like.
Actually, this bottom red ring here just unclips, and then it puts a new plate on top of that. So.
It's not quite a faceplate. It's more like a pseudo faceplate, because it's simple enough that in the factory we could very easily put a different one on. It locks into place such that, you know, it's pretty permanent. But at the same time, if we want to go the other way, it's just a matter of a couple of adjustments, and we could go the faceplate way, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Spreadsheet of the parts, and I've just tentatively put in what it's going to look like.
Right. We didn't really touch on that, but it's in there, yep. Yeah, it's just making use of the same space and the same materials, but yeah, one big curve, I guess you could say. Yeah. Yeah, special. And I guess you'd have to mark special color and special form as well, wouldn't you? Because it is very unconventional. I like to think of it as unconventional. Oh, huh. Doesn't match up, does it? How do you feel about that? I mean, we could take the battery out of it, you see, and it'd probably work 99% of the time, but you're gonna have to set up a call center for that 1% of the time when people are calling and saying, "Oh, look, my remote isn't working. What am I gonna do?" People would be really upset. I think in the long run, it's better to keep the battery. And it's hard to scrap the whole solar battery idea because that's so integral to the theme that we have. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, I guess we might have to do that. It's the only way we're gonna get below our goal, isn't it? 1250. Yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do. Really good. Six. We did. I am a bit disappointed about losing the solar panel, but
yeah.
It's okay. I know. True.
And that is going to go to my report. So I guess this is the point where we go out of the role. It's like we talk about our satisfaction for work for great things and so forth.
Okay.
That'll work, I guess.
As in within the team?
Right. So it's just kind of open mic kind of thing? Or? Yeah. Are we considering these points here?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's? No.
We could now, if that makes sense. And I don't think you guys have been designing it here. Perhaps that would change, but it doesn't really make sense.
Also, had I not been intrigued about the pen, I don't think I would have used it at all. I didn't write barely.
Yeah, I think I was taking notes more often than usual.
Yeah, it's true. Did you write your personal coach?
Yeah.
What if you get a response 2 or 3 months from now? That'd be weird. Yeah, it's very natural. Yeah. And to prove that we weren't wasteful, we didn't waste a single bit of Play-Doh. We used every bit. Yeah. I guess my one criticism was that we didn't have enough colors to work with. We only had four. Wasn't enough. I know, it could have been amazing. Yeah, it's fun, kind of fun. I think it's pretty clever because we were never able to get too far off track because the information came in at the right time and kind of filled in the gaps enough. At the same time, you had enough room to kind of just make things up, which was kind of fun. Yeah. You know, yeah, that was fun. I think the most helpful thing out of everything was getting the PowerPoint slides already put together for you. Because if we didn't have that, there's no way we could have got all that done in time. It was really good. It's kind of fun. Yeah, a little different. Yeah. 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 You don't. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why. Is there anything about the way that we got so much information? What was it that kept us from going to the board? Yeah, that's it, because the mics are loose, and each time you get up, it's a possibility of tripping over something or getting tangled. Or yeah, that's good. Usually I would do a lot more doodling too, but I didn't because. New ideas. I guess we're on the right track. No, none. I think they're fine, actually. Yeah, maybe a circle would be all right. Different. Are we back into project mode? Yeah. Yeah. Definitely when I first filled out the questionnaire, I was marking it probably higher in terms of how much I stressed over it, and then by the time I got to the last one, I was like, yeah, not very much. Yeah. Did you really? I just got blank ones. And me too. I deleted slides. That was pretty cool. It's a high moment of the whole experiment. I think it would fail. I think it'd be a huge disaster. Especially if it looked like that. I don't. We kind of designed it to look a little bit like a face. It's a happy face. Yeah, it's a. I want to see. Yeah.
Maybe rather than concepts, I thought of rather than in terms of concept, I thought of it in terms of like
So we have more slides, or? It'd be so cool if we get a copy of the recording. Really? Filler words, sir? Disfluencies. I find myself hitting the send and receive button on the email a lot, just out of boredom. Okay, come on, give me something. It is scary. Yeah. It's crazy. So. Should. Has it been 40 minutes or whatever? Because it's been long enough. Is that the only song you have? That's awesome. Maybe I have a different one.